So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, in this video we want to talk about a condition where you would get a bloated belly after you work out. Okay, let's say you run, you do some exercise, all of a sudden you end up with this stomach that's just like sticking out, it's swollen, right? What's up with that? It could also happen after a stress event. Or let's say all day long you're pushing your adrenals and all of a sudden at the end of the day it's like you feel like you're pregnant and you wake up and it's smaller. It's not fat. It's really kind of a swollen belly coming from an inflammatory state, okay? Because cortisol is involved. So let's talk about cortisol. Cortisol is the main adrenal hormone and it's related to stress. And over time, you know, people get a permanently swollen belly or belly fat. That's high cortisol, also could be high insulin as well. But here's the thing, the confusion is this. Cortisol is normally an anti-inflammatory hormone. So why wouldn't it get rid of inflammation if you're raising it higher and being activated by some stress event or exercise? And I think the reasoning is because it works the same as insulin. Where you'd have insulin resistance, you also have cortisol resistance. I'll put a link down below, more data on cortisol resistance, but let's say you have a situation where you have high level of stress over a long period of time, or maybe it's some shock to the system, you have this high levels of cortisol that then causes the receptor to be blocked. So now the cortisol can't get in. So now inside the cell, we have a low cortisol. The feedback loops send a signal back telling the adrenal, we don't have enough, make more. So cortisol resistance is a situation where cortisol doesn't work, but the body is pumping out a lot of it at the same time. So we have ineffective, inefficient, dysfunctional cortisol. And because of that, because the high levels being produced, you get a lot of swelling after stress. Other conditions you may have would be poor immune system. You might have a joint that gets swollen, sinuses that get congested at night, like it's called sleep apnea, and a whole bunch of other symptoms. But what you need to realize is that stress, this is acting as a stress, it's too much stress to the body. So you're gonna have to change your workouts to more of a walking, yoga, low intensity type workout. Or if you do interval training, you want to make sure they're real short, little tiny workouts with lots of rest, not the P90X or some type of intense type workout where you're like pushing yourself for an hour. You don't want to do that. So you want to lower the intensity, do things to improve the adrenal to the point where you can recover faster and faster, and then it won't swell anymore. All right? Thanks for watching. Hey, if you haven't already subscribed, press this little button down below, okay? Thanks. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.